You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Is Albert van Wyk. Albert, ek net gou vir jou hallo sê. Hallo, welkom.
Hey Rion, dankie dat jy my geïnviteerd op die show. Very excited. I like it.
This guy wrote a book, How to Become a Millionaire at 22. He's now 25.
So 26.
Is he al 20? Is 26?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's not even meer 'n miljoenie. Waar staan jy nou?
Nah, obviously, by far than now.
Obviously.
Yeah, I get a book gepublished op 24. And ons is nou al so 2 jaar bezig met die journey. Okay. En die nie ding.
Maar gaan jy nou kan 'n boek skryf, How to Become a Multi-Millionaire at 28?
My volgende topic is 'n bietjie anders. Ek's excited, ek's besig om die boek te skryf. Mm-hmm. Maar ek wil so 'n bietjie kontroversieel gaan, so ons sal sien. So ek het klaar 'n topic in mind.
Wat is die topic?
Nou, mag hom nie nou al sê.
Ach, damn it.
Dis 'n secret.
voordat hy nou 20 instap, nou Nicole is by ons. Wie is Nicole? Sê gou vir my, wie is Nicole?
Nicole is my meisie.
Okay.
Nou, en my manager.
nou Nicole, sy het my nou net herinner, ek daar by die Arini Mark raak geloop. Sy is ook 'n amazing kunstenaar. Mm-hmm. En toe het sy 'n skets daar gehad. Dit is 'n gitarist voel daar, nee? Beautiful ding wat sy gemaak het. En wat ek toe wou koop. Maar,
yes, so she showed interest in.
Maar aangezien ek nie 'n miljoen gemaak het voordat ek 22 was, nie, I couldn't afford it. Maar toe sy nou, dit was seker 2 jaar terug. And she came in tonight and she actually brought me the gift.
Now that's special.
En sy het geskenk. And it's amazing, actually, we need to put it up. But did you see that thing,
John? That is
yeah,
special.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Isn't it wonderful? Buy a donkey, Vierens. What a nice... is he nog steeds by Irene Mark? Of nie? Nie meer nie?
Nee.
Okay. Maar kan mense jou sketse bestel, Ivers?
Ja, ek het die website.
Okay, well, ek moet... Kom sê vir ons wat sy website. I'm going to give her this opportunity. Jy kan sommer na die microfoon vat daar so. Waar kry mense jou goed in die hande? Jy die pragtige sketse van jou. Jy doen dit met die hand en is pen?
Ja, dit is met pen wat ek doen. En hulle kan my www.netch.co.za kry.
Nou moet jy spel.
N-E
ja.
T-C-H.
Netch. So www.netch.co.za.
Yes. Ek is op Facebook en Instagram ook.
Okay. JK, I mean, you need to put up a picture of this bird. Buy a donkey, Vierens. What a nice gift. I love it when people, you know, are that generous.
Yeah, okay. No, that's very special.
Maar ons praat natuurlik oor jou meisie nie, Albert. Ons praat oor jou.
Nee, maar sy is super talented. Jy moet die ander goed sien wat sy maak. Sy is 6 meter groot, fine art drawings and all this is great.
En sy is nie by jou vir die geld nie.
Nee. Hoopelik nie.
All right. Now, what I love about this guy, Joe, man, he actually goes around to schools.
Yeah.
And he speaks to kids. And he's got a message. What's your boodskap vir die kinders?
So my boodskap is om financial education to spread. So ons moet kids and especially the youth meer leer oor financial education. Ons moet hulle leer wat die regte konsepte is. Ons moet hulle leer hoe om met hulle geld te werk. Want ons leer nie hierdie goed by die huis nie.
Ja.
Ons leer dit nie by die skool nie. Ons leer dit nie by universiteit nie. En ek het bedryfsingenieurswese geswat, accounting gehad vir 2 semesters. En hulle het my nie eens geleer wat 'n goeie investment is of hoe om my geld te laat groei nie. So dis 'n baie crucial concept wat ek dink die youth en veral in ons land met ons ekonomiese situasie moet onder die knie kry.
So problem number 1, and this is when I was growing up, they said you can be an attorney or you can be a doctor, you can be a dentist. Let ons nie geleer van besigheid nie. They did not teach us how to
exactly
do business. So Where do you start when you're a kid? What would you do with your money?
You start by reading, by learning, and that's the first thing. Like parents teach their kids, you're going to become a doctor, you're going to become an engineer, or you're going to become a lawyer. And they never create that awareness to say, look, you need to find out how to grow wealth. You need to find out how to work with your money. They never create that awareness. And my passion is to go across South Africa, and we're busy doing that, creating that awareness to tell kids, look, you need to know how to create more money for yourself.
Okay,
you need to know how to become financially independent.
Hold on. What is the first step if you want to be a millionaire by the time you're 22? What's the first step?
Consuming the correct content, reading books. Like, that's where I started. I was young. We couldn't afford the thing. I couldn't get the bike that I wanted or the toys that I wanted. I started reading books. My dad told me, here's I don't know how to become a millionaire, but this guy knows.
Which guy?
And he gave me a book. I read, my first book was from John C. Maxwell.
Okay.
And I started reading, and then from there, the next. I just kept on reading books. And I think that's the first step. You need to start educating yourself about finance, reading books, changing your mindset set, and start thinking differently than, I need to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer.
So what's the first lesson you took out of these books?
The first lesson is that you need to start being more resourceful. You need to take responsibility for where you are now. Like how much money you have today, you need to take responsibility for that. And you need to start changing the way you go through life, your habits, your actions, your thinking, and be resourceful to start generating more income.
Okay, now I want details. that's coming up next. Hi, Lali.
No, definitely for it. I always think that you must just invest and that's it.
I keep on telling Lali he needs to open a place called Lali's.
It's a cool name. Like,
that's a good name.
Yeah, that's a very cool name. Yeah, we are searching for a place for that. Ma,
now it's out.
The bunny. Yeah, now it's out. No. The pressure's on now.
Now you have to do it.
Mm. Thank you.
As long as I can run a tab there, like, at Lali's.
You're welcome anytime, Jorge.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.